Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
In pressing home his arguments, in this section, Job 27 verses 13 to 23, Job tries to draw a careful distinction between his own case and judgment brought on a wicked man by the Lord. I found my studies here akin to looking at a pair of very similar photos, where the objective is spotting the slight differences between the two. Job makes plain his objective. Quote, "This is the portion of a wicked man with God, and the heritage of oppressors, received from the Almighty." Verse 13. First we observe the wicked man's family. Quote, "If his children are multiplied, it is for the sword, and his offspring shall not be satisfied with bread." Verse 14. It's true Job's children didn't die by the sword, but they certainly died violently, and his servants were slain by swords. Chapter 1, verses 15 and 17. So what's the difference? Job believed his children died in spite of their godly lives. Although children aren't punished for the sins of their parents, see Ezekiel 18, verse 20, young people growing up in a wicked environment are often so corrupted that they seem to be in a hurry to perish, running at the sword. See Exodus 20, verse 5. And what's the difference regarding the wicked man's wealth and wardrobe? Job uses the word heaps up, Job 27, 16, or hoards, to contrast it with the way he shared his wealth in helping the needy. Next, he looks at the wicked man's mansion, verse 18, which he foolishly thinks is permanent. But it's like a moth's cocoon or a workman's shack. How much wiser to, quote, "lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys." Matthew 6, verse 20. The final difference, Job 27, verses 19 to 23, is that the wicked deny God's working, seeing disasters only as accidents. Thus they're, quote, "gone," verse 21, "into eternity with nothing." Job's hope, see chapter 19, verses 25 to 27, makes all the difference.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.